When Boys Don't Cry opened 20 years ago, it introduced moviegoers to a transgender hero, a character that simply was not represented on screen at the time. The independent film became a box office hit, and it earned its star Hilary Swank an Oscar. It was based on the true story of Brandon Tina, who was brutally raped and murdered because of who he was. Allison McCabe reports on the legacy of Boys Don't Cry.
Today, trans actors appear on such popular TV shows as Orange is the New Black, Good Girls, and Grey's Anatomy. Trans directors and writers work behind the scenes on Transparent and Pose. But when Ricky Wilchins began transitioning in the late 1970s, there was very little trans visibility, even in big cities.
Trans people were like unicorns. No one had ever actually seen one in the wild. And there really was no one to talk to. The term transgender wasn't even in use.
In the early 1990s, Wilchins co-founded Transsexual Menace, one of the first transgender rights organizations, and one of its first goals was to document anti-trans murders, which, if they were reported at all, were often coded.
When trans people were killed, the only way we would find out about it is there'd be, you know, four paragraphs in the back of the local paper, you know, man found wearing articles of women's clothing, murdered in alley. And that meant that a transgender woman had been violently murdered. But you had to kind of read backwards.
Brandon Tina's murder was atypical. It garnered national headlines. Two men were put on trial, and members of Transsexual Menace and their allies planned a vigil outside the Falls City, Nebraska courthouse.
We were standing in front of the court building, and guys would go in their big truck and scream terrible things at us and throw things. And certainly us being there, you know, was catalyzing some kind of anger, and that was scary.
Kimberly Pierce had hitched a ride to Falls City with Ricky Wilchins and members of Transsexual Menace. At the time, she was a graduate film student at Columbia and decided to make her thesis film about Brandon Tina after reading about him in The Village Voice.
I was coming at it from a person who was discovering my own gender queerness and getting to know trans people and saying, help me tell this story the way that it would be the most authentic. And I wanted to tell his story as a movie so that other people could empathize with him and love him. And I wanted to bring him to life in such a way that people would not be compelled to treat him unfairly, but instead treat him with love and humanity.
The thesis evolved into a full-length feature film, and over the next 4 years, Pierce immersed herself in Brandon Tina's world, returning to Falls City to interview his girlfriend and other townspeople. When it was time to cast the film, hundreds of actors auditioned. Pierce says she started with the trans community, but says trans actors were harder to find than they are today. The part went to a relatively unknown cisgender actress, Hilary Swank.
Look, I've never been on the highway or to the Grand Canyon or any place like that. Until I came here, I've never even been out of Lincoln. I never even met my dad.
Boys Don't Cry opened on October 22, 1999, on 25 screens, then spread to hundreds. It became a runaway indie hit that drew rave reviews for its empathetic portrait of a young person on a quest for love and acceptance. When Swank won an Oscar for a portrayal of Brandon Tina, she used her acceptance speech to honor his courage.
To remind us to always be ourselves, to follow our hearts, to not conform. I pray for the day when we not only accept our differences, but we actually celebrate our diversity.
Boys Don't Cry was a landmark, says Nick Adams, director of transgender representation for the media watchdog group GLAAD. But today, he says, we expect trans roles to be played by trans actors, like Orange is the New Black's Laverne Cox.
Prior to Orange is the New Black, almost every transgender character was portrayed by a cisgender actor, and with transgender women, men playing them, which only reinforced in people's minds that transgender women are not women, but just men in dresses.
That awareness and the violence in the film has brought something of a backlash against Boys Don't Cry. But Ricky Wilchins says Kimberly Pierce doesn't deserve that.
Who is authorized to tell what story shifts over time? It may not be the way we would do it if we did the story again, but it's not fair to go back and apply standards 20 years later that didn't exist back then. We needed that story told, and she did a phenomenal job and put out a phenomenal movie. And it legitimated and made possible all these other representations that we've had since.
Ricky Wilchins says visibility matters, but it hasn't stopped the violence. According to the most current figures, at least 19 trans people have been murdered so far this year. Nevertheless, Wilchins is encouraged by other recent studies that indicate binary definitions of gender have less meaning for the next generation. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.